Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to slay another day? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Jess Sterling. I'm doing well. How are you today?
It's very weird that you full named me. That this is weird.
I mean, you introduced yourself as Jess Sterling. I'm just answering back.
Don't I always?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't know. I'm like in a weird mood because I'm like, it's been long. I mean, it's 2 days into the week and it's just been a long week. Gosh.
I feel that so very much.
Yeah.
I am with you. It feels like I've already lived like 5 days and it's been two. That's okay. We have a fun episode of Buffy to chat about today. Season 3, yes. Episode 17, Enemies. Yeah. Now, I do have to say, Sarah, right off the bat, I have to ask you the question that I feel like is obvious. Did you get duped by the show?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now can I ask how many times you got duped? Because there are multiple dupage opportunities. So there is the moment where Faith goes to Angel and is like, I'm no. Faith. No one likes me. No. I'm a killer.
No, to me, I felt like I'm fully in the camp that Faith is like, she's gone. Like, she's gone off the deep end. She's down the river. Like, she's 100% evil. Like, I don't believe a word that Faith says anymore. So that didn't dupe me. I did get duped that Angelus was back. That I was duped with. I still am not fully clear if Faith and I think, okay, so Faith came on to Angel. Buffy saw. She thought that it was real. But then my only question about the logistics is, at what point did Buffy, Angel, and Giles concoct this plan that they were going to, was it that the demon guy that is like buddies with Giles, like got the request from the mayor and then was like, oh, I'm not going to do anything because this is my G Giles. And he went straight to Giles and like tattled kind of like a Wesley, or like did like, that's the only thing that I'm not clear about.
I understand your confusion because I too was like a little bit lost towards the end. A rewatch and the help of a friend of the podcast, Tom Palmer, helped me out in that regard. I think I understand where, at least somewhat, where this happened. And I think you are correct that when Glowy Hands Man, Masked Man, when he...
Oh, the ninja. The ninja demon.
Ninja demon. When Ninja Demon was summoned by the mayor, I think he was like, whoa, this is my friend Giles's turf. Let me check in with him. Mm-hmm. And that is when the alternate plan was concocted that we don't see. Okay. I was with you, though. I think I have to give so much credit to Eliza Dushku. And here is why. I feel like she did an excellent job at being a terrible, like, playing like she's a terrible actor, if that makes sense. Playing like Faith is a terrible actor. Because the entire scene with Faith and Angel, where she's like pretending that she's so sad and she's a killer and she doesn't know what she's doing anymore, I was like, gosh, this feels like, if she's being honest, this is like too much, you know? Like, this is weird. Because I was pretty sure she was faking it. But like, it's really impressive to me to have a really good actor act poorly. Like, you think that would be very difficult for them.
Yeah. It's like the old sentiment that only a really good singer can pretend to sing badly.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I was the same as you, where I was not duped by Faith when she was talking to Angel. I was duped in that I thought Angelus was bad, or Angelus, apologies, every time. Angelus was back, and I'm just gonna say, Sarah, I almost wish he was. I know I'm a monster, but like, I will just say, something I had sent to you and a couple of friends that watch Buffy was, I fully ship Angelus and Faith, like, fully shipped them. I was like, this is incredible, because we've looked at Faith as like this, like, opposite side of the coin as Buffy a lot of the time, and so to have the opposite side of Angel, who's Angelus, be like in a romantic entanglement with Faith, I was like, this makes sense. I'm here for this.
Yeah, except that I really don't think that Angelus would care about like getting with a human is the thing. Like, I think that he's just like, humans, even if they're slayers, are like weak and lesser beings. So like, I kind of just feel like he wouldn't be with Faith or have interest in Faith. Maybe he'd be interested in turning Faith and having them be like people together. I kind of feel like I have even more respect for Angel, that he's able to like pull off this this whole endeavor and not only trick Faith, but also trick the mayor and trick like everybody into like playing this role. And I kind of got even more respect for Angel. And I think it makes him Angel cooler, because I just think that the beginning of the season did Angel like absolutely zero favors, because he became uninteresting and boring to us. And I think that ever since he got to leave his hidey hole, things have just been getting better and better. And I think that this is really cool that he was able to play this part and trick all these people. I thought that that was really neat. So I really, really like the fact that he was able to like pull this off. And I don't think that I need Angelus back if like we see this cool and more strategic side of Angel.
That's fair. I guess it's we'll have to wait and see where this goes from here, like after this episode, what ends up happening with Angel. I think it is impressive that he's able to dupe people like the mayor, because the mayor, you know, we learn this episode, he certainly isn't human. I think we kind of already had inklings of that, but we get confirmation that like, yeah, no, he's been alive for like too long to be human. So there's something there, and he doesn't seem easily duped. So I thought that was really incredible and interesting.
Because because just one more point, and like the angel of it all, because the part of the issue that you and I had with Angel was that like he was like boring, right? And like all he did was like be schmoopy with Buffy, but he's not doing that anymore. So like, how can that not make you more interested in just Angel? Because
it does for sure. Okay, here's the spectrum, right? Like, we're on video on YouTube. If you want to watch us, I will also describe my hands, but it's like Angel, the Angel at the beginning of the season is very low. He's way down here. And then Angel post dupage is a little bit higher. And then Angelus is like way up sky high for me, because I've always found Angelus to be very fun. Like, he's a very fun villain. And I really enjoyed the idea of, okay. And I'm not saying like they should have gone this way instead. Like, I'm not saying mm-hmm. that like I think the storyline should have been that Angelus actually is back. It was just like once I thought he was back, I was mm-hmm. really excited, because the idea of having the Scoobies plus Wesley versus the trio of Mayor, Faith, and Angelus, like mm-hmm. that's a difficult trio to take down. So like, in my mind, this kind of like big battle between those two groups would be crazy. But yeah, I'm not like, I'm more impressed with Angel after this episode, but I'm also curious to see how they're going to use him going forward. Because it's obviously like this relationship, this Angel relationship, has always been on a ticking clock, but it feels like they've even sped up the fact that it has an expiration date, right? Like, we start the episode with them, like, they're out on a date going to see a movie. Turns out it must be some sort of like sexy movie,
yeah,
because they're all sad they can't fuck.
yeah it's definitely, I looked up the movie, and just because I was like curious if it was an actual movie, it's some French movie. It's uh-huh. not, it's like called like Banquet des Amelie. It's just like some fake French movie, and yeah, it's like supposed okay. to be sexy. And Buffy is like, oh, I thought it was a movie about food. And Angel's like, well, there was a food scene. It's like, you know, that they're like licking chocolate yes. off of nipples or whatever. So they are definitely a little depresso that they can't get intimate. And it's going to be, yeah, like they're both, you know, animals that have their needs that need to be met. And I definitely don't see this being like a long haul relationship anymore. No. And I wish like that was almost like off the table, because then we could just have like cool Angel doing cool things, coming in yes. to like the room and being like, I'm Angel, and like,
yeah, you know, that was so great when he did that.
Yeah, like if there wasn't the relationship that was like part of it. And I think that this is ultimately like, that is Angel the show. Like, if you want to see Angel doing cool Angel things and have like his moment to like come out from the darkness and be like, I'm Batman, but I'm actually Angel, like that's what Angel is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's in the past or the future or like yesterday or tomorrow, but I do know that that's what Angel is. And it's just like, you know, like it, I think like it makes a lot of sense for us to have like our swan song of Angel on this show. Just like, get him out of here. Like, it's okay.
It's time for him to spin off. Yeah. But in basically we don't have too many separate storylines to talk about this episode, because most of them kind of weave into one another. And the setup for the episode is there's this rando demon that is like, hey Slayers, hey Faith and Buffy, are you interested in some books about ascension? The mayor mm-hmm. is, I'll sell mm-hmm. them to you for $5,000. It sounds like he's just in a bad way and wants yes. to kind of disappear.
Yeah, well, he wants to not be in Sunnydale, because Sunnydale is
Hellmouth.
Is on a Hellmouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need my moving costs paid for. I need to get out of here. I'm
first thinking, and last month's rent, security deposit. Yeah, like, yeah, it's all very expensive.
Yeah. He's like, I'm thinking Phoenix. Like, I don't want to be here. So I'm going to get out. But what I do need, I went to the library book sale. And at the library book sale, I got a bag special for $5. And I got these, like,
I love the bag specials.
I know. And, like, you can get really good books for cheap. And yeah, he's like, I got this, like, big stack of books. And I know that the mayor wants it. It could be yours for a low, low price of $5,000. And yep, the girls are like, well, we don't get paid. Like,
yeah, we don't get paid because we don't have a union.
Yeah, we get no money. Yeah. And honestly, they're like, you know, we both have like, we have no more than two parents. We have 0 to 1 parents between the two of us. So
we definitely don't have an allowance.
So we don't have an allowance. So we need to escalate this. And while Buffy is like checking in with her professors, her mentors, her watchers, Faith is like, goes right to the mayor. Mayor's like,
yeah, because he needs to be in the know.
Yeah, of course. He says, I have stacks and stacks of money. I will get these books for me.
Yeah, but the thing is it's like, we don't even, Faith, we don't even need the money. You want to know why? Because you could just stab the guy to death and take the books. Who cares? Can I, just to quickly stop down, I think I want to have us explore the relationship between the mayor and Faith, because we talked a lot about it last week with Hannah about this kind of surrogate father relationship, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is so funny to me. I feel like the mayor is a second version of Daddy Vamps in a way.
Yes.
Like, he is very fatherly. He is always pumping Faith up. He's like, no, we're not pessimists. It's not it's a very much you can and you will. Like, you know, you can do this, Faith. And on top of that, he's also one of those guys that is like, oh, you should smile more. Like, it's awful. Truly awful. Like, don't tell women you should wear your hair up. It looks better like that. You should smile more. Don't do that. Don't do that, Mayor. You're nasty.
Yeah, I did not really enjoy how the mayor was using his fatherly instincts with Faith, because the thing that I loved about Daddy Vance was that he really let his children shine as the individuals that they are. Yes, he had guidelines. He said, you know, you must kill slayers. Like, that's what you must do. And you must help us have food. But he never, like, critiqued the way that they looked. And probably because he himself was an uggo. And you know what?
And he had a Kool-Aid mouth all the time. He was working on inventions, he didn't have time to be like, you know.
Yeah. So when you yourself are ugly, you can't throw rocks at glass houses.
Yeah.
Is what the saying is always. But the mayor is like, you should wear your hair up more, it'll show off your pretty face, and like, you should smile. And
yeah,
I don't know, he was giving me like some weird vibes. Like, he was giving me like creepy uncle vibes, not daddy vibes, creepy uncle vibes. That is like, if you smile for me and sit on my lap, I'll give you $20 vibe. Ugh.
We also need to talk about this, and I am gonna pull this up on my screen here. So if you're watching us on YouTube, he's obsessed with milk. Like, it was a really weird conversation where he's talking about, oh, Faith, like, here, it's good for your bones and your calcium.
That's just a 90s thing.
Did he very much marketing, big milk? But my question was, it's so weird. He keeps out this like pitcher of, I suppose it's milk. I don't know. Like, he's talking about milk during this whole scene. He has this like gross room temperature milk. And then he has this stuff called tariff. And you think it's like, no, it's not like a tax, not that kind of tariff. It looks like the beginning of the word terrific. And I think it's supposed to be like some sort of cocoa powder, similar to like a Nesquik.
Oh, so
Is he chocolatizing the milk that is out like it's a decanter of whiskey? Like, this is the weirdest thing to me.
Mm-hmm. It's Nesquik. That's probably what it's supposed to be. Remember Nesquik?
Of course, yeah.
With the rabbit.
But why does he have room temperature milk just like chilling? This is so weird. Like, you can't drink milk. Oh, it's even worse. Watery milk?
Yeah. You know, have you heard like the dudes are into raw milk these days? Have you heard about the raw milk thing?
I've heard of raw milk insofar as we talked about it on Talking Shit, because there is a raw milk plot line in an episode. Yeah.
Raw milk is illegal here. Well, the bros are like getting their hands on raw milk. Like, it is their like main priority in life to get raw milk. Did you know this? Like,
what is it about it that
the
like
Joe Rogan folk? I don't know.
Of course. It's of course. Just,
like, they're very folk, you know, healthy, you know, pesticides, blah, blah, blah.
Raw
milk.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, I just thought that was so strange. Like, he hands her and he's like, oh, like, get some calcium, then kill the demon, bring me the books, we'll all be good. And think positively, you know, come on, drink. He says, drink up. There's nothing uncool about healthy teeth and bones. Very fatherly.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I mean, he also is probably pro fluoride. Like, I like that he's trying to be a father to Faith. However, I just feel as though, like, there was just like some ick. Like, I was getting the ick.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that's definitely what it, like, I don't, because I don't know if it's it's not genuine because it's not earned, right? Like, they haven't had a relationship for very long. So it's kind of like, it just feels like very
put on
to me and put on. So it's giving me the ick. It's not like a Buffy and a Giles, but because,
of course not,
because Faith doesn't have a Buffy or a Giles. I mean, like, she literally says later
it's
in the
a shortcut. It's a shortcut to a real like relationship, right? Like, everyone can see that he's putting this on. He's pretending to really care about Faith and like take care of her with this apartment, with trying to force feed her milk. Like, it's all very much a put on. And because Faith doesn't have that in her life, never really has had that. I think she, I don't know that she necessarily buys all of it, but at the very least, someone is paying attention to her. Someone is like, you know, saying, oh, you did a good job, Faith, like, good job killing that demon. So she needs someone to give her reassurance and guidance and all of that. It was just very interesting to me that the mayor was really on one this episode. He was cracking me up. He talks about loving miniature golf, which, I mean, same girl.
We've seen that. We've seen him, I think, play miniature golf. He has passions.
In his office, yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I feel like the mayor just loves life, and the only thing that he wants is to live more of it. And how often do you hear that? Most of the time I'm just like, I want to die. I've never been as positive as the mayor. So maybe the mayor has a good outlook in life. He wants to live for as long as possible so that he could do his mini golf, so that he can drink his milk, so that he can obsess about germs. Like, he just wants to be around forever.
Yeah.
And how can I blame him for that?
No, he's gonna ascend, which we even the nerds, even the librarians don't exactly understand what the hell the mayor is trying to do.
Okay, he wants to ascend where does he want to ascend to?
So right now he is like untouchable. He can't be hurt. He can't be injured.
Yeah, but only for 100 days.
Right. And then it's the time for ascension. And again, We don't know a ton about
that. What does that mean?
I think it's interesting that it's also taking place on graduation day, which feels like you're ascending to a new part of your life. So like he's very poetic, truly.
Is he trying to just be like a god or like a demigod?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, because he says to Faith that like once he ascends, Faith is going to be in the it crowd. Like she's going to be one of his like, you know, sidekicks or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it seems like he'll still have a ton of power and sway.
Yes. But, now, will he ever go up on the like the government ladder?
Does
he want to be a governor? Does he want to be a senator? Does he want to be the president? Does he want to does he want anything else? Probably not, because he can't fuck around.
I think he likes the fact that he has some responsibility, but not too much responsibility. Because again, he likes the fact that he could just do putt-putt in his office. You know, he has what he needs to get by. He makes enough money. Soon he'll be even more powerful. So does he need some sort of official position in government? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You know what I always wanted to like understand? Do you know in Twilight, like all the Cullens are like uber rich because they've been around for like a billion years?
Right.
I've never understood that, because if I've been around for a billion years, my money habits would still be bad. So I would just be like suffering and poor for 100 years. Like, how did they build their wealth?
I feel like just good investments is the answer. Because if you invest money long enough in the right things, you should see a return on your investment, no?
I don't know. Real estate,
you know?
Oh, land. Okay. Yes. And one of those, Jasper was a Confederate, so he had a lot of land.
Exactly. The plantations. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's the answer.
So the mayor is on one. He tasks Faith. Okay. Go kill this demon before Buffy gets to him, and go get me those books. So Faith hears him, and she does just that. She goes into this demon's shitty apartment, and she just straight up like stabs him. And what do you make, Sarah, of the fact that after she does this, because he like tackles her, it's a brutal death. It is not like an easy, swift kill. What do you make of the fact that she's alone after she kills him, and she's like looking at the blood on her hands? Did you like make anything of that whole scene? Cause she looks a little like, I don't know if distraught is the word, but like shocked, you know, upset.
Maybe it's just hard for her. Like, she's just used to stabbing demons and then poofing into air, into dust. So like maybe actually seeing the blood on her hands is kind of it just makes it more real. Like, I feel like in a way she like kills all these demons, and it's kind of like she thinks that she's in a video game. Like, it's kind of like, you know, she's like killing all these people that are vampires, and they're like nothingness because there's no actual like physical like substance. And maybe seeing like literally blood on her hands, like a analogy for being guilty, like maybe it was something in her head for a moment. But I just think that at this moment, like, I don't see there being much like guilt or much I don't know, like feeling around it, because I just think that she's like gone. So,
yeah, the way I read it, because I think you're right that like most of the time when she's killing vampires, they poof, they dust. There's nothing there. There's nothing left. I feel like the last time that she killed something and saw blood was the human that she accidentally killed. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if there was almost like a trigger response of like she saw this blood, and then it brought her back to that moment that kind of set her on this bad path. I did find it funny that she shows up to see Angel and her hands still have blood on them. I'm like, girl, were you just walking around town with bloody hands until you
Yeah.
I imagine her putting more on them just to like make it even more like ridiculous when she got there.
Yeah. I mean, Or she saw blood in her hands and was like, okay, how can I spin this in my favor? Oh, I'm going to go to Angel and try to, like,
well, try she's trying to fuck his soul away.
She is definitely trying to do that, which, I mean, okay, do you actually think, like, Angel, I don't think it's, like, any orgasm.
He has to be in a state of, like, pure bliss.
Euphoria. So it's, like, Buffy. Like, and I don't, like, Faith obviously, like, didn't get that. She was like, oh, like, one orgasm is the same as a different orgasm.
Because we've seen how she treats sex. Yeah. Like, she views it as, like, I got a release. Let's fuck. Like, she doesn't. Yeah. It's for her, like, it's not as much of a love thing, at least not like, from what we've seen.
Would you say some orgasms are better than others?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, obviously. I'm not saying, like, you know, it's like they're still great, but there's better ones than other ones for sure.
Can you remember your best orgasm?
No, not off the top of my head.
Yeah. You don't write, like, diary entries about it?
Do I seem like someone that would write diary entries about it?
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, her plan is I'm going to fuck Angel. I'm going to seduce Angel. I'm going to fuck him and make him lose his soul again.
Is this her idea or was it the mayor's idea?
I think it was the mayor's idea based on the fact that she talked to the mayor after the fact. Mm-hmm. And he was like, who cares? Who cares? We'll figure it out. That's just one way to do things. Now we just have to do it the harder way.
Yeah. 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 I mean, he seemed very not bothered when it didn't work.
He really is an unbothered king. Like, most of the time.
Well, that's like that's the thing that I kind of like about him.
Yeah.
Is that, like, coming from a family that when you get in trouble, you got screamed at. I love that he is like, it's okay. Because, like, that's what I aspire to be. Just, like, unbothered. I don't want to yell at my children when they misbehave. Like, kids will do kids things. Sometimes they will stick the stuffed animal fluff in your ear and then you can't get it out. That's what kids do.
Kids shove stuffed animal fluff in your ear?
In my ear. I did that to myself.
Okay, I need to backtrack a little bit because I don't know where this conversation
went. It doesn't matter.
You unstuffed a stuffed animal and shoved the fluff in your ear.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
I mean, I guess so. I got gum in my hair like at least 3 times as a kid. So
it's revolting.
I'm sure it was, and it was bad. But I agree. The mayor is an optimist. And I love that about him. He always is like, this is Sunnydale. We're going to look on the sunny side, okay? Don't be discouraged. And he's very kind with his words. He says, you're a bright, young, energetic girl with a whole life ahead of her. I will not tolerate brooding, okay? We'll figure this out. You know what? It's okay. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And he's like, and I know that to be true. So we know the mayor's out there just skinning cats. But he says, you know what? Well, we're going to do this in a very painful way for him. So don't fret, my darling. Yes. I love this about him.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm very much waffling between he's giving me the ick, but also, like, maybe he is, like, not bad.
It's both. Yeah. It's both. He's one of those guys that is, like, always smiling, but you're like, there's something sinister happening underneath that smile. Mm-hmm. But I still like that he's not, like, getting on Faith's case when, like, something doesn't work out in her favor.
No, because that's the thing. Like, you know, when you're in this line of work, things don't go the way that you expect.
Yeah, try again.
Yeah, so he calls up his friend, Mr. Ninja, Demon Sticky Hands, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, and Demon Light Hands, Long Nails.
Yeah, eyes only.
Eyes only, yes.
Eyes only. He's like, hi, I need you to do this for me. Can you suck a soul out of a vampire? And he's like, yeah, but it's going to cost you. I don't know what it cost him, but it's going to cost you. What does it cost him?
I don't think they don't say. Like, okay. He's just like, oh, this is like, okay, you're here. You know, I've summoned you. Like, you got this. And I like how the show was like, Yeah, this seems too easy, right? Like this, it's like, let's do some light shows and then boom, your soul is gone. Like, well, is it okay. That easy?
Well, but also there was a red liquid that Faith had to like throw onto Angel.
She threw it on him like he was wearing a fur coat. She was like, yeah. Bad.
Exactly. She's like, PETA says what? Okay. So she throws the blood, the red substance onto Angel. The thunder goes thundering. And then we see, I mean, like, I love a light show. If anything else, you know, Mr. Demon, Ninja Demon, long nails, don't care, whatever. He's like, man, I'm going to put on a show for you bitches.
Yeah.
Lights, camera, bitch, smile. Okay. So then Angel is like, I'm back. I'm Angelus. And then he like makes out with Faith right away. Yeah. And then they kind of just like get to be baddies together. My favorite moment, and it might be yours, was when he was walking down the street and runs into Xander and he pushes Xander down and he's like, that guy just bugs me. And then it's even better knowing that he was just putting on a farce because it was just, he just wanted to push Xander because Xander's annoying. That was so funny.
This was literally everything to me. Okay.
Yeah.
I loved this. I loved this so very much. Yeah. Casually strolling down the street and then sees Xander, just decks him in the face,
yes,
and says, that guy just bugs me, and yeah, walks away. It was everything, and it made it 10 times better knowing, yeah, it was actually Angel, because it's like so many times Xander has gotten like in the way, tried to get in between Buffy and Angel, just like generally doesn't trust Angel. I'm not saying he doesn't have his reasons. He does. But the fact that he just punches him in the face was so funny. And then Xander, yeah, coming in and being like, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Like, ugh. And then he turns out to be wrong. This is where I got a little tripped up, Sarah, because I got confused. Like, I thought all the Scoobies were in on the plan, but it was only Buffy, Giles, and Angel. So Xander and Willow and Oz and all of them were kind of Wesley all left out of it. Yeah. Which I appreciated because that meant Angel got to punch Xander.
This is so you have like the A squad of friends. This made me feel like we have, yeah, like if we had to narrow down the MVPs of the Scoobies, it's Giles, it's Buffy, and it's Angel. And at the end of the day, the others might be a smidge disposable, just saying, but not
I do think Willow has definitely risen in the ranks, especially with her witchiness. But this actually brings up a good question that I had. Mm-hmm. When Buffy is talking to Willow about her concerns about seeing Faith come on to Angel, was that real?
I think so at first, yes. Because I think that, like, before Angelus or Angel was pretend to be turned, I do think that Faith came on to Angel. Then Angel's, yes, like, no, I don't want you. But Buffy saw on. And then she was, like, in her feels about it. And then she, like, talked to Willow. And then this whole other shit happened. But, like, I just want to see the scene where like Mr. Ninja came to Giles and they concocted, yeah, the plan, because it would be a little bit more clear. But Willow was giving very good advice. She was like, I don't trust Faith with anything. She's a fucking whore slut, but Angel, you can trust. He adores you.
Yeah, this was really funny from Willow. Willow getting a good hate into Faith is unsurprising but hilarious. I really liked this. And she's like, that's the end of the conversation. Go talk to Angel right now. Oh, and yeah, then, of course, after he's pretending to be Angelus and all of that, they go missing, you know. But before all that happens, we have Faith and Buffy going to the demon's house after Faith has already killed him. So she knows exactly what's going to be there. And again, credit to Eliza Dushku. Faith is so bad at this. She like, yeah, walks in. First of all, I don't know if you noticed this. She knows where the light switch is without even looking. Like, she reaches behind a wall and flips the light on. Like, girl, you're supposed to never have been here before. You're not supposed to know where the light switch is. She's acting so suspicious. She's like, I don't see the books. Let's go. Like, she nopes the fuck out of there 3 seconds after they enter that apartment. Like, it's so, so obvious. And I loved that because it felt so true to the character of Faith, that Faith isn't a good liar. Giles mentioned it last episode, or that whatever episode it was. She sucks at lying. Yeah. And she's too blunt and brash and has no subtlety at all. And as someone who also has no subtlety at all, I appreciated that they kept going with that. It wasn't like she was some like stealth agent. No, she sucks at this.
Yeah. I mean, or... No, I do think that she sucks at it. I think, like, the best thing that you can do is be a person who displays themselves as a bad liar, but in reality is a good liar, so that when you actually lie, they don't know, but then, you know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. This is like when people go on, like, a show like Survivor or Big Brother, and in the house or on the island, they play a game like Mafia or some sort of social strategy game. In my opinion, if you're gonna do that, if you're gonna go on Survivor or Big Brother and play that game, you have to pretend like you're a terrible liar. Like, throw the game, make it seem like you cannot lie to save your life, because you want people to think you're a bad liar. That way, when you do lie, they can't catch on.
Yes, that is exactly what I suggested, but I don't think that that is what Faith is doing. I just think that she's actually a bad liar.
No, I totally agree, and I love that because I feel like it's so within Faith's character, right? Like, she's way too blunt and brash to actually be good at this aspect of things.
I mean, she's gonna have to sort her shit out, or else she's not gonna be a very like valuable person for the mayor to keep around.
So the Scoobies meanwhile are like figuring out, this mayor guy, like, this isn't good, like, seems like he's been alive for a while. And this is when Buffy, Angel, and Faith end up at Angel's place all together, because they say, oh, we found the books, like, we're gonna put them somewhere safe. Faith is so cocky because she's ha, we got you. And like, they chain Buffy up. Like, and Angel, to your point, Sarah, he's so good. He even calls her Buff, which like he normally doesn't do. And they were, because while Faith sucks at lying, Buffy and Angel were really good at it.
Yes, they did a great job. They tricked me. Like, I really did think that Buffy was, you know, very hurt by like being the whole thing. It was so good, and they did such a good job with tricking Faith, and then it turned tricking the mayor.
And Faith's reasoning for all of this
was so good. Was so good. Where's the monologue?
So she says, let's see. So she said, maybe it's one of those unhappy childhood things. When I was a kid, I used to beg my mom for a dog. It didn't matter what kind. I just wanted something to love. And then she kisses Angel. A dog's all I wanted. Well, that and toys. And then she lifts, like, she shows a bunch of torture instruments. Like, she's really gone off the deep end.
Actually, that was not the monologue, but that was thinking of. But still, that was good, too, because it gives, like, a little bit of a...
Because this is when she goes into all of it, where she says her mom was so busy, like, drinking and passing out that she never got what she wanted until now. And this is when she says... Like, because Buffy asks why. Like, why is she doing
this?
This is when Faith says... I'm the Slayer. I do my job kicking ass better than anyone. And what do I hear about everywhere I go? Buffy. So I slay, I behave, I do the good little girl routine. And who's everybody think? Buffy. Everyone asks, why can't you be more like Buffy? But did anyone ever ask if you could be more like me? And then Faith says, you get the Watcher, you get the mom, you get the little Scooby gang. What do I get? Jack's squat. This is supposed to be my town.
I love this. I think, well, I don't know. I just feel like this was the exact energy of why Faith was losing herself, like, or was rebelling, because she's just an extra. Like, she's an extra, and she knows that she's an extra, and she doesn't get as much acknowledgement as Buffy. She doesn't get as much respect as Buffy. And then on top of that, like, she doesn't get the friends, she doesn't get the parents. Like, she sees, like, Buffy made her realize how much in her life she was missing. And that is pretty unfortunate for her, because honestly, like, maybe when she was in Boston, like, maybe she thought, like, you know, she had it, she had it rough, but, like, you know, that's just, like, the job of a slayer. Like, you just have it rough. But in actuality, it's just her. Like, Buffy gets everything that she doesn't get to have.
Yeah, it's understandable. And I think is it later? I'm trying to remember when, but, like, Xander? Someone blames Wesley. Like, this is your fault. You should have been keeping an eye on her. Like, it was your job to be the watcher for her. And I think the problem is, I think you need to have one watcher per slayer, because when you do have the two slayers per watcher, it ends up being a competition, right? We saw them doing the, like, Slay Olympics or whatever the fuck they called them. Like, it becomes very competitive for who can get the most attention, and sometimes competition is good, right? It drives you. But in this situation, you have a really big difference between who has what. Buffy has friends, family, mm-hmm. a support system, all of the things that Faith doesn't have. And she thought when she came to this town, she would have those things finally. But instead, she's just second fiddle to Buffy.
Yeah.
So it's sad, but, like, totally understandable how she got here. And I love that Buffy and Angel were able to keep just letting her talk, letting her monologue, to get all the information they needed out of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was really a fishing exercise to try to mm-hmm. get as much info. And when it comes to, like, a point where Buffy, like, could, like, once the reveal happened, like, she could have tried to kill Faith, but she couldn't, like, she was down to herself, but, like, at least they're like, yeah, but, like, at least we got, like, information, like, we know. We, like, have more information to, like, battle this. So,
yeah. Yeah. He says, Faith says, no one can stop the ascension. Mayor's got it wired. He built this town. Wait, where the heck did it go? Here we go. He built this town for demons to feed on, and come graduation day, he's getting paid. And I'll be sitting at his right hand, assuming he has hands after the transformation, which cracked me up, Sarah, because all I could think of was hoofed hand man.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, is Mayor going to have hooves? Because
probably.
Sarah, if he has hooves, guess what? He's not going to be able to play mini golf. Or he's going to have a really tough time with it at the very least.
He's going to be so sad.
He's going to need specialty clubs.
Yeah, I don't think that hooves are for him, because pigs are one of the dirtiest animals. And the one thing that the mayor hates is dirt and grime and germs. So I don't think that would make the mayor very happy.
Yeah. So they played her. It's all a ruse. They take her down. We get the little scene between the mage, or, you know, the masked man, and Giles saying, like, thank you so much for, like, coming to me and putting on that nice little light show. I love that the debt that he was owed is that Giles was the one who introduced him to his wife. I thought that was, like, who's adorable.
That is cute. Who's his wife? Like, I want to know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure he keeps a picture in his wallet. We just didn't get to see it, you know?
Yeah, I want to
see. Do people still do that? Like, I don't have any photos in my wallet.
My ex had a photo of me in his wallet, like, for the entirety of our relationship, but
Do you think he threw it out or do you think he burned it? What do people do with old photos like that?
I think that they probably burn it. I don't know. He can burn a photo of me. It's okay. Everybody has their right to be in their feels about everything. Fine. I mean, like, I didn't keep photos of him, so.
And now I'm trying to think, did we see? So, okay. This is interesting because they duped Faith. And yes. But they didn't, like, I don't want to, like, not arrest her, but, like, she's not off to the seeing the council in Europe. So, like, why didn't they do that? Like, why are you keeping around the right-hand man to the mayor?
Because she provides, like, access in a way. Like, I don't know.
It's just, like, weird, right? Like, she's very dangerous.
I mean, they can't get rid of her. They can't arrest her. She's a free agent now. I don't know.
It's just strange. It's just, and I obviously, like, for the show's purposes, it makes sense to keep Faith around. But, like, in my mind, it doesn't make sense. Like, the whole thing was, oh, you killed a human. Now we're going to ship you off to go stand before the council and
No. The council was going to have their internal investigation. And if it was a problem, then she would have gone punished. But maybe they did their internal investigation, and, like, most internal investigations in a corporate level, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, the second, are you going to get fired or are you going to get to stay? Like, the internal investigation is a bunch of bullshit. Like, they probably, like, got it in front of their desk, was like, that's fine. And then, like, gave the check, like, you know what I mean? Like, or if they wanted to get rid of Faith, then they would have fired her in that instant. And the internal investigation is just a bunch of, like, peacocking. It's just a bunch of bullshit. That's corporate life for you. So I don't think that, I think they probably had the internal investigation and she got cleared. And, you know, a human is just like any other human. Like, sometimes they get in the way. And that's that. And I think, I mean, like, she should get, she is clearly acting as a double agent. Now it's in, like, now it's known, right? So, like, I don't think that she should, I mean, I don't know how you get your status as a Slayer revoked. I don't think it happens very often. I think you either die or die is how you stop becoming a Slayer. So,
yeah, like, you just die. You don't get to retire. You just, you're dead.
You're dead. So, like, I don't know. But the thing is that the mayor is still not very pressed about any of this. He's very forgiving. He's like, it's okay. Yeah. We'll find another way. Very, I mean, you know, he's not big on discipline. He'll probably be like one of those, like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed parents.
Even then, he's not even that disappointed.
No, because he's like water off a duck's back. We'll find another way.
Exactly. He is very much an optimist. Two other things. One, I thought it was hilarious how Angel acting as Angelus in front of the mayor said he was master. And I was like, excuse me, are you new Daddy Vance? Because he went by master too, beesh. But then we found out he wasn't, in fact, Angelus. And the other thing, the other, like, little storyline that is kind of just woven throughout is, I feel like we are inevitably going to get a Cordy and Wesley thing because they're really, like, hitting that beat hard.
He is. Okay. Cordelia, my queen, I love you and everything that you do. However, you are being such a thirsty bitch. You are literally, like, throwing your pussy at him. It is embarrassing a little. Like, you're, like, complimenting his voice, you're wearing your sexy little outfits, you're throwing your ass in his face.
Excuse me, Giles, Wesley is the one running this meeting. Like, bitch, all right. Yeah.
Like, I love, like, get the man. I fully support that and everything.
I just stand firm that I do not support this because it is gross.
I still don't understand because the fact of the matter is that, like, she's probably 18 now and he's probably, like, 24 and he's not her teacher. And I just, like, don't understand. Like, I don't think there is, like, a power dynamic because it's not like Giles was like a teacher. Her teacher.
I feel like Wesley has to be a teacher if he's just hanging out at the library all the time.
He's just hanging out. He doesn't have a job there.
The power dynamic is gross. Like, who is it? Someone says, but like, jailbait this episode. Yes.
But what's the power? Like, how is he's not her boss?
Because he's at the top of the Scooby gang. Like, if we're looking at, like, who are the minions and who's in charge, Wesley and Giles are in charge.
But Cordelia doesn't work for the Scoobies.
Seems she has been a lot lately.
She doesn't, but like I still just don't see it. It's kind of like, this is how I kind of see it. Like we're in college. Just like bear with me. We're in college. And like you have a professor, and like the professor has,
oh, I know what this is.
You know what this is?
Okay. What is this?
I got this. Legally Blonde, you know the show Legally, the movie Legally Blonde.
Of course, yes.
Okay. Cordelia is L. Giles is Victor Garber. And he's like the professor, but he also is like the lawyer that has like the internship with everybody. And Wesley is the boy, he's not a TA because he's older than that. He's the, you know what I mean? He was like the assistant lawyer that was also like sometimes a TA, and like he and Reese Witherspoon got together.
Oh, the other Wilson brother.
Yes.
Luke Wilson. Yeah.
Yes. He's Luke Wilson. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Elle worked for Victor Garber, but Elle didn't work for...
But if he was a TA, then there's still a power imbalance. But
it's not, because he's still, like, kind of, like, not really... And so then I'm just trying to, like... This is,
if Cordy is 18, it's one thing, but also, it's just... She's still a high school student. Like, even if she's 18, she is still in high school, and it's weird.
It's the second half of senior year. Like, the second half of senior year, like, most people are not dating high schoolers when you're in your second half of senior year. You weren't.
No, I wasn't, but exactly. Also...
do you think that you were
My
being...
My boyfriend was in college. It wasn't like he was, like, 28. Like, he was in college.
I don't think Wesley's 28.
I mean, who knows? I guess we'll find out, but either way... They're definitely setting it up to be a thing, for sure.
I mean, they are together, essentially.
Also, one other thing I had to note is Oz's hair color has gone from bright blonde to jet black, back to bright blonde.
That's unfortunate.
His poor hair is going to fall out his head.
Yeah, it probably did fall out. It wasn't there, actually. Hold on. In Austin Powers 2 or 3, didn't he have a shaved head?
Because, I think so, because he wants it to be like his dad, right?
Yeah. So it didn't. That probably like was led to this. He's like, you know what? I need to shave my hair
because it's falling out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else on this episode of Buffy? I thought this was a good one. Like, I love when a show dupes me, and they did dupe me in a big way.
Buffy loves to dupe us. The show.
Mm-hmm. They really do. I mean, they duped us with like Cordelia's death that one time. Oh, like, there's plenty of times they've duped us.
Yeah. I think that I'm just like on the up and up with Angel again. Like, I don't think that, like, I think I was off of him for a little bit because he was just annoying me. But like, I think that he's starting to get his street cred back, and I'm enjoying him more.
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying him more than I was in the beginning of the season. But I'm not enjoying him as much as I enjoyed him when he was Angelus last season. Just because I thought he was such a fun villain. I love a villain that like loves being bad. You know, it's just so much more fun when they're enjoying it. Like the mayor, he just wants to have a good time.
Yeah, he's definitely there for the fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, next week, season 3, episode 18, Earshot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that
spying
means.
I think we're
someone was within earshot.
Yeah, within earshot. Yeah,
we're getting so close to the finale. I just want to let people know as well, we're covering because it's a two-parter, like it feels like they usually are. We're going to be covering parts 1 and 2 together on one podcast. So In case people watch along as they listen, whatever, that is the plan for the finale. So we are like dangerously close to the end of season three for Buffy, which is feels wild. And we're not, we won't even be halfway. So seven seasons. So halfway through next season, we'll be halfway through the show.
I'm so excited. I love it.
So that's where we're at. Anything else, Sarah? Anything else you wanna tell the people? I'm trying to remember if we need any updates on anything. Did we talk baby names on this podcast? No, the other podcast, wasn't it? Felicity, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Any updates on your baby name app? How's that going? Are you enjoying your time on it?
No. Because no. Yeah, Adam thinks we're finished because we found like two names that we matched on. So he's like, that's enough. He's a problem.
It sounds like he is the problem. Everyone can enjoy, because the thing is like a lot of people, like, I mean, you included, me a little, I had a tiny bit of time on like dating apps, but like swiping is fun. So yeah. Like, it's a way to swipe without having to be on a dating app.
Yeah, I've never swiped before. I never was on a dating app because...
Never?
No, because...
Wow.
Well, because I don't think I've been single really since I've been 16. So, because I'm kind of a relationship person. But the times that I was single and like looking to mingle was before apps. So like, I like was on like... Plenty of Fish and like Okay Cupid. So I know. So like,
but you know what I mean though, swiping is fun. Like, I was only on dating apps for a very, because I was single for like maybe a year or so. I was on apps for a very brief amount of time, and I enjoyed the process of swiping, but I hated it in general. But anyway.
I don't know. Like, I think that it probably is like really fun, but I've never really gone to experience. I've never been on like the Tinder or the Hinge.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's fine. Maybe in my next life.
Exactly. Well, next week we'll be back with season 3, episode 18 of Buffy. And we won't be alone. We're going to be joined by a very special guest, AJ Mass. So that's really exciting. We'll get to chat with him about season 3 in general, and then also Earshot, which I hope it's some spy stuff, because I love spy stuff. Spy stuff is fun. So we'll just have to wait and see. Don't forget, as always, subscribe, Shit 90s Pod. Make sure you get an auto download, because that's nice. Because then I feel like this is low key a good feature of podcast apps, because then sometimes you're listening to a podcast and then it starts auto playing the next one that's like pre-downloaded, and you're like, oh shit, this came out today, and it's like very exciting. So
auto
download is a great feature. But yeah, also follow us on YouTube, and you could see our faces, and you could see the weird ass Nesquik knockoff that the mayor had that we showed earlier. But we'll be back next week with season 3, episode 18. Until then, everyone, here endeth the lesson.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.